What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Hey, everybody, I'm Mark Schanowski, along with one of the NBA's most popular analysts, Stacey King. We're inviting you to join us on the Gimme the Hot Sauce podcast.
So join us every week here in the Hot Sauce Studios, where we'll be talking about basketball, football, MMA, entertainment, and unique viewpoints from a group of sports experts having a few brews. That's right. Listen up on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And thank you for listening. However you're listening, wherever you're listening, thank you. Thank you very much. You can tune in on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. You got a smart speaker. At home, at work, Alexa, Siri, I don't know, Google, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio, and boom, the show pops right on up. You can also go to CBSSportsRadio.com. This is halftime of the show. Thank you for locking in. And speaking of halftime, we got Wagner and Howard getting us all set, already all started for March Madness. Wagner currently leads 48-31. They just came out of halftime a few minutes ago. 4 minutes have gone by. Wagner just firmly in control against Howard. Howard might not meet or get into the round of 64. We got another matchup coming up in about an hour and change. Colorado and Boise State will be our second matchup here in the first four. We've had a busy show so far. Thank you so much to John Fanta, Fox Sports broadcaster, covers, reports, writes everything, college basketball. Thank you so much, John, for joining us last hour. He believes that UConn and Tennessee are going to be the last two teams standing by the time we get to Phoenix, Arizona, in the championship game. And then also a big thank you to Mark Byington, who's the head coach of James Madison University up in Virginia. As James Madison, a lot of people are picking them to go forward and upset Wisconsin this Friday night. This is their first appearance in March Madness. This is their first appearance in the tournament flat period since 2013. And so certainly a lot of schools that are going to try to make some noise over the past, over the next couple of days, I should say. And if you've missed any part of the show, you want to hear our interview with Coach Mark Byington, you want to hear what we had to talk about with John Fanta from Fox Sports, then just go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's not going to be difficult to go ahead and catch what you missed. It's really that simple. If you want to participate in the show, you can do so as well. Do you have a phone? Probably, possibly. I assume you have a phone. You can call. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. For CBS. You can also find me online. I'm on social media. I'm on X. My Instagram is at JR Sport Brief. The Twitter X is at JR Sport Brief. The Facebook, take a guess, it is at JR Sport Brief. As we continue on with the show, we have had some NFL news that's come down the pipe today as it relates to free agent signings. Some players who are making some veiled references to moving on. We'll talk about that. Major League Baseball, the regular season is going to get underway in Seoul. Yeah, all the way in South Korea. The Dodgers and the Padres getting ready to launch things for the 2024 season. Everybody in town, the whole world watching, the whole baseball world watching, just to see what Shohei Ohtani does in his Dodgers debut. I think he's going to hit a home run. I'm not a betting man, but I'd bet on it. They got two games out there. I would think Hey, you think Shohei Ohtani's going to, like, hit one home run hickey? He has to leave the country. I feel like he's contractually obligated to hit a home run. It'd be a disappointment.
That, now you think about it, there's a lot of pressure on him. First game in a Dodger uniform, obviously overseas. A large contingent of his fans, I'm sure, will be there since that's, I mean, I don't know geography, but I'm assuming that's the closest they'll get to being
Japan.
Home and seeing him. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Until they play a game.
Storybook.
Until they go out there and play a game in Japan with him, you know that's coming.
Well, if Roger Goodell was commissioner instead of Rob Manfred, that may have already been happening.
Oh, man. Have you seen Shohei? He got a new logo. New Balance released a logo. Have you seen it?
I have.
Who goes first, you or me?
Sounds like we at the same time, we can say.
Hey, I'll be the first to say it. Shohei Ohtani's logo sucks.
Woof.
The logo sucks. I understand it. The man, it's tough, right? The man is a dominant pitcher when he's healthy. He's a dominant hitter. The logo is like a shadow, you know, a character shadow, a kind of abstract of him running the bases. Is it a home run trot? Is he running the, like, I know he's a great base stealer. People don't even talk about that. Like, they couldn't have done better? Come on now.
I think he's rounding third. Maybe he's trying to score on a single. That's
oh
the logo.
Goodness. Oh, man. Like, what are we?
Why can't we just stick with the initials? There's a lot of athletes do the initials, the number worked in, you know, a nice artistic way. I don't know about a shadow of a player with no logo or whatsoever being that you know, your logo now. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, is he rounded? It looks like he's looking towards the outfield, so maybe he's rounding second.
Slight lean, too, like he's leaning back, like he's ready to cut the base and, you know, kick it. Maybe he hit it, and now he's going for, like, a triple.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I just, if anybody is safely, I don't know, if you can safely move and drive and what have you, knock yourself out. Here we go. I just tweeted out the logo, and I said, what is this? Just look at X or Twitter, at JR Sport Brief, and you can look at this terrible Shohei Ohtani logo. This is like somebody at New Balance, and look at me, right? I'm being a jerk, sorry. It's like somebody at New Balance just said, AI, make me a logo of a baseball player. And they just said, here you go. And it's just some guy running. It's disappointing. All the logos, as you mentioned, with intertwined names and initials and numbers. Shohei Ohtani deserves better. I don't even, what number does he, do you know what number he wears off the top?
Yes, 17.
Ah, see, I didn't know that.
Which is also not a great number to, you know, it's not like 3 or
they couldn't,
7.
They couldn't put an SO and a 1-7 together some type of way?
Steph Curry figured it out with 30, so I mean.
Right, that logo's not SC30.
Yeah.
Under Armour came up with that. Not bad. It kind of all rolls together. I mean, for a point in time, I feel like every kid under the age of 15 was buying Steph Curry's shoes. It's nice. Disappointing for Shohei Ohtani. They'll figure it out. Anyway, everybody is excited to get the season underway. Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman, a couple of days ago, they were on the MLB Network, and they talked about this experience and then being with Shohei. And listen to them talk. Listen.
Couple games this spring has been really cool. Like, I let off the game with a hit, then he hits a double, then he'll hit a homer, or he'll hit a single, and it's like, dang.
We had one game where he went single, 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 and it was like, boom, like that. Within, like, 5 pitches, I was like, whoa, this is kind of fun.
Yeah, they're going to have fun. They're going to abuse other teams. How the hell you got to line up with Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and just Shohei Ohtani? Like, I don't think it took a lot of, you know, arm twisting to get Shohei Ohtani up from the Angels up to the Dodgers. I don't think that was a difficult task. Wild stuff. You know what? I would say let's hear from Shohei Ohtani, but it's in Japanese. Let's hear from his translator. This is from Saturday. Shohei Ohtani's translator on behalf of Shohei talked about how excited Shohei is to get things started.
Yeah, I appreciate all the attention. Obviously, attention is always great being a baseball player, and being able to play with these great guys next to me, I'm just really excited, and still need to get be part of the team, and I want to prove to everyone that I'm actually a Dodger now.
you know, you gotta wait. The guy's making $700 million over the next 20 years. He's making so much money without the Dodgers. He's like, hey, it's okay. Just pay me $2 million right now per season. That's it. Just give me $2 million per season and then just give me $68 million, on the back 10. What are we doing here? Some wild stuff. Am I premature in congratulating the Dodgers for winning the World Series too soon, right? Too soon?
I mean, with their playoff history, I would say too soon.
Oh, they're going to choke. So what, Tyler Glasnow is going to stink? Well, A, he's never healthy.
No.
He's never healthy. They're going to go through the court. How many innings? 130 or 120?
Ooh. Let's split the difference. 125.
Okay. Not bad.
Sure the Dodgers would sign up for, honestly, right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it really boils down in the National League between them and the Braves. Like, is there any other team? Last year, we got the shock of a lifetime. And I'm sure somebody's sitting around in Arizona going, hey, JR, hey, but the Diamondbacks, they just went to the World Series. I can look at all the talent coming up with the Diamondbacks, but I got to look at the teams that have actually been there. And, yeah, the Dodgers have a tendency to go in and then choke. The year that they did win, they had to win it in Dallas in the COVID year. But I think you pick up somebody like Shohei Ohtani, are they guaranteed a World Series victory? No. Nobody is guaranteed a World Series victory. But I'll tell you this much, okay? They got to win one or two. It's got to happen. And they'll probably be battling it out with the Braves in the National League for, I don't know what, the next 5 years? And here's the difference, which is absolutely hilarious. The Dodgers are adding guys like Yamamoto, and they're throwing $320-plus million his way. The man has never pitched a game in Major League Baseball. The Dodgers are paying Shohei Ohtani $700 million. Here in Atlanta, you got like Acuna playing on an 8-year deal. They're like, here's $100 million, and he's like, yeah, I'll take it. It's robbery. It really is. Like, if I'm Acuna, I'm still saying to myself, I'm rich. But I'm not that rich. I don't even get a $300 million deal. I can't even get an Aaron Judge deal. Hickey, every now and then I still want to think about who the hell agreed to this. And then where can I get him and shake him up?
And the worst part is just like, it's not just Acuna. It's like everyone on their team. They did the same approach with every young player. Everyone said yes. And now, like, they have a young core that is like, all of them combined are probably making less than Shohei Ohtani's deal alone. I hate to give the Braves credit. I hate them, but I give them a lot of credit. They definitely, from a business perspective, know what they're doing.
Holy oh, that's cow. Right. Mets fan, right?
Oh, unfortunately. So I got to deal with a lot of them for a while.
Now, did the Atlanta Braves roll up? Did they, like, threaten their agents or something? Like, how did they get Austin Riley, 10 years, $200 million? Like, Austin Riley can produce a 40-100 season, I don't know, for maybe like the next 8 years. You think about Matt Olson, 8 years, 168. Now, this guy might start swinging for the fences and hit nothing in a few years, but that's a discount. You think about even going on, this one, Ozzie Albies got a contract, 7 years, $35 million.
Oh, I forgot it was that low. Jeez.
How much?
$35 million. Half of Shohei Ohtani's yearly average. Oh, my God.
What is Lindor getting?
$300 million. For like 12 years or 11 years, something like that?
This is... baseball is weird. We've heard... The news came down today that the Players Association, they got beef with some of the higher-ups just because of some of the money that's been spent, the money that's not spent. And, like, how can one guy get $700 million and a guy who just won the Cy Young and Blake Snell just get a job at the end of spring training, which is, in essence, a one-year deal? He signed a two-year deal $32 million per. He has an option to leave the San Francisco Giants after 1 year. And then he can just, what, try for another contract? Like, baseball's economics are ridiculous. And not in a good way. In a bad way. You got players. There's almost like no market. I don't want to say I respect the NFL in this regard. And yeah, we certainly have outliers. Cleveland Browns guaranteeing all of Deshaun Watson's money. And we'll talk about the Browns. They gave a wide receiver money that makes me scratch my head. But in the most part, you think about certain positions like the running backs. There's a hierarchy that almost every team follows. And yes, for the good of it, the bad of it, they have started to suppress some of the contracts. Christian McCaffrey is the benchmark. He's making 16, and everybody else can just happily settle in at, I don't know, 12, 11, and nobody's going past then. You think about the quarterbacks, the best of the best. They're in that $50, $55 million range. For right now, Joe Burrow is making the most. It's the same with the defensive ends and linebackers, wide receivers, what have you. Tyreek Hill is making 30. Justin Jefferson will jump that, and it goes on and on. But in Major League Baseball, we got teams that just hoard the damn money. They don't spend it. You got premier players that are available that don't end up anywhere. Like, think about this. In the NFL, the quarterback is the most important position. Man, they move, right? Atlanta Falcons wasted no time getting a quarterback. The Steelers wasted no time in getting two damn quarterbacks. You want to get yourself a quarterback so you can compete. In Major League Baseball, starting pitching is the most fragile and most important commodity, especially when you get to the postseason and you need to win one game or two games. Or you need to go out there and win three or four in a series. You want to have one or two dudes who can give you a good chance to mow down the opposition. Blake Snell just won his second Cy Young. Just got a job yesterday for a Giants team that's probably not going to do nothing. Jordan Montgomery has experience pitching for the New York Yankees, went to the Cardinals, was then traded to the Texas Rangers, won a World Series, is a lefty. This man, Jordan Montgomery, does not have a job. And we're just hours away from the start of the regular season. Make it make sense. This is why I say Major League Baseball. I feel like it's salaries, it's structure, it's a ticking time bomb. Like, really, how far away are we from when they went on strike in 1994? And I know they just signed and went through a new collective bargaining agreement. They did it right after the COVID year. They had to figure out the splits, and then they came to an agreement the following season. It is just bad. Bad. Baseball economics is the wild, wild west. And the last time I sat down and watched a Western, there were some winners and some losers. Some people left alive and some people did not leave at all. Baseball needs to figure out an economic system where everybody can succeed, even the fans. It's not good enough to say, hey, here are the Diamondbacks. They stunk for a long time. Here they are. It's not good to have Pittsburgh just languishing because of Bob Nutting. It's not good that Ohtani can make more money than a guy can make in a year. This is nuts. Or in his entire contract. Let me say that. Wild stuff. Anyway. The start of the baseball season is here. If you want to sit down and watch the Dodgers play, you want to see them get the season started on the East Coast, you got to wake up at 6 a.m. On the West Coast, maybe you don't go to sleep at all. The game is going to be at 3 a.m. Thank you. Dodgers, Padres, Seoul, South Korea, 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Hickey, you waking up to watch?
No.
Oh. What time is it? Six?
Six.
Maybe I'll see part of it. Possibly. I need to see Ohtani hit that home run. I know it's coming. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. On the other side of the break, I told you there's a wide receiver. You want to talk about silly money? maybe they're paying this man in Monopoly money. Jerry Jeudy has a new contract. I had to look twice when I saw what he received. I'll tell you what's going on with Jerry Jeudy. And also, it looks like the Steelers, maybe they have a new wide receiver, another trade for the Steelers. I'll explain here on CBS Sports Radio.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Hey, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. Tourney time is here. Mike Valeni and I are going through every matchup of the Big Dance, region by region, game by game. However you want to digest it, it's there. Download Cash the Ticket today. It's on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Stupid. Oh, man. A goat farmer? I think he's a goat farmer in Florida. He's a goat farmer in Florida. And he sends the goats to the West Indies, I believe. I don't know. I'm not trying to cause an international incident. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You know, right before we went to break, we talked about the start of the Major League Baseball regular season. It gets going in a few hours from now, early in the morning. The Dodgers, the Padres, they're in Seoul, South Korea. They're kicking off the season. Obviously a big deal as Shohei Ohtani is the newest member of the Los Angeles Dodgers and is making his debut. And we started to think about just a lot of the salaries that have been thrown and bandied about this offseason, or the lack of salaries that have been offered from teams to players. Shohei Ohtani, we know, is making $700 million. The Dodgers also got, and it's crazy that people don't spend too much time talking about this, they added Yamamoto. I think his deal is $325 million. This man hasn't even pitched in Major League Baseball. Now, we got a guy like Blake Snell, who at around this time last night was added to the Giants roster on a two-year contract at $32 million per. Yeah, sounds nice, right? But you would think a guy who just won a Cy Young would be in hot demand, and I guess nobody wanted him. Now, maybe it's because Blake Snell does have a history every now and then of stinking. He'll win a Cy Young one year, he'll suck the next, and he'll walk. I think he walked about 100 guys. But still, the end of the offseason, the end of training camp, spring training, Jordan Montgomery is also just kind of sitting around waiting for a job. And so baseball's economics are weird. And speaking of weird, you probably learned a few days ago, and more than a week, that Jerry Jeudy, who has basically been a disappointment out of Alabama, this man was traded from the Denver Broncos to the Browns. And the Browns today rewarded him with a deal. They rewarded him with a contract. They said, hey, man, here's basically $60 million over 3 years. Here's $41 million guaranteed. The Cleveland Browns think that Jerry Jeudy is going to turn into the next big thing out in Cleveland. That somehow, some way, and maybe he does turn things around. He's only 24. He's going to turn 25 next month. But I'm saying, why the hell are you paying a guy he hasn't done anything? You know, this past season, and I know what happened in Denver. I think we all saw what happened in Denver. 758 yards receiving and 2 touchdowns. That's it. I mean, outside of 2 seasons ago where he had 980 yards, 970 yards, and 6 touchdowns, that was his best season. This dude was expected to be one of the best wide receivers in the game. Do I think at this stage of his career he's just going to turn things around? Especially granted and given the money that he got? And I know. It's one thing to be on the receiving end of passes from not just Russell Wilson, but, you know, Drew Locke. It ain't the easiest way to start a career. Jerry Jeudy also had to start his career in the COVID season, so I get it. But what's with the Cleveland Browns and just handing out contracts that just, it's like, have the guy prove it first. They went for Deshaun Watson. I don't want to say it was a last ditch, but they figured, oh, we finally need to turn our fortunes around. Screw Baker Mayfield. Let's bring in Deshaun. Well, he arrived suspended, and that dude is currently recovering from a broken shoulder. You're already on the hook paying this dude a guaranteed, what, $250 million? And now you're allocating $41 million guaranteed to Jerry Jeudy, who hasn't lived up to his rep. Was that necessary? Did you need to justify the trade by extending him for 3 years? The Cleveland Browns always into some funny business. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to tell you about another wide receiver utilizing social media for funny business. But Dan is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dan?
Hey, good evening, JR. You know, this Ohtani deal, he's a great athlete. He's probably one of the best athletes we've seen. But do you really think that the Dodgers are good for baseball, for the sport as a whole, for the people who listen to it on the radio, for the people who follow it day in and day out? I think it's killing baseball. That commissioner and the Major League Baseball and the Players Union deserve to have their heads knocked around. The NFL can't do that. You can't do that in the NFL. There's no way you can get away. How would you like to have a business and someone, and they pulled that wool over your eyes like that? Do you really think that that's good for baseball?
What specifically?
By signing someone for $700 million and paying them $1 a day, $1 a year, or $1 million a year.
Okay, now we're talking. Yes, that part I don't agree with. But I'm not going to blame the Dodgers for that. I'm going to blame the Players Association.
Exactly, yeah.
And then I'm also going to blame Major League Baseball for saying, hey, we don't care. And so it's funny to say that both sides are to blame. But the Players Association just, well, we talked about some of the beef that they're having internally. And I think a good portion of that boils down to the players not being happy with the money that's being spent league-wide. It's like you have teams that are hoarding and not spending the money in free agency. While meanwhile, the Dodgers, well, they're operating within the rules. The Dodgers can do what they want. I mean, how many years have we had the same conversation with a team like the Yankees? That they're using and abusing the powers, and it's just like, hey, but we're playing within the rules. Well, who has to agree to the rules? The Players Association. But they can never get on one accord, and this is what happens when you typically have billionaires versus millionaires. This is what happens in a lot of cases when it comes to labor and labor strife and beef. Ultimately, the big company has the bucks and the money, and I don't care if you're making $10 a year, $10,000 a year, $10 million, $100 million. We can go on and on. The people at the top have the power, and the people who actually do the work, there comes a point in time, in a lot of cases, they get pinched.
Yeah, I agree with you there, because this economy runs off in the big corporate companies. They're the ones that keep the economics going. But when you make a deal like that, it's eventually going to kill baseball.
It could, yeah.
It's going to kill the sport.
Well,
you look at how many kids, you go around and ask anybody, what's the average age of someone that watches a baseball game?
Oh, I know what it is. It's north of 50. I know that. The average age of someone who watches a basketball game is closer to 40.
Right. But it's just for the small market teams, I guess, yeah, if you don't like it, then don't watch it. And eventually, that's what I'm going to do. Do you think you want to watch the? I'm going to get up at 5 in the morning to watch the Dodgers play San Diego and grub them. And they'll grub them again the next game. Then they come back, and there's another week of spring training. They play more spring training games before the season starts. How does that make any kind of sense?
Well, I mean, it's called Shohei Ohtani. It makes dollars. It makes sense.
Yeah.
It might not make long term sense for the viability of the game, but yeah, they're gonna put Shohei Ohtani anywhere where he's gonna generate eyeballs. If I'm awake at 6 o'clock and there's a chance I might or may not be, I'm gonna tune in. But I ain't forcing the issue. Hey, Dan, I hear you, man. Thank you for calling from Wisconsin. Yeah, it's sad. Dan is sad, and I get it. I'm not going to say Shohei Ohtani's deal is killing baseball, but could Shohei Ohtani's contract help me out, Hickey? What is it? The goose? The something that killed the golden goose? What is it? Do you know?
Something. Goose and the gander? No.
I don't know.
Killed the gander? Something like that?
Hey, Rich, you have any idea? Do you know what it is?
I think it's just you're killing the golden goose.
Yeah, is Ohtani's? Well, what do you think about this, Rich? You got a guy making $700 million. They don't got to pay him but $2 million a year for the next 10. You got teams who spend no money. We got no free agents being signed outside of really the Dodgers. You got J.D. Martinez, who's still a free agent. Like, this is, like, down the line, this is kind of scary. This doesn't make sense.
All within the rules until they change the collective bargaining agreement, like the NHL did that.
Yeah, well, if you got to get the Players Association on one accord. Doesn't it seem like they could ever do that?
Maybe that's why they want a new head.
Oh, no, absolutely, man. It's just baseball's economics. You know, there has to be a university somewhere that is, like, teaching a class on this, going all the way back to Curt Flood and up until now in the strike. You can write a book on what baseball has done financially. And it just does not look good moving into the future. Because if Ohtani is the benchmark, ain't nobody going to make higher than 700 until, I guess, somebody does. And then how does everybody else get paid? How does the normal guy get paid? Well, the problem is the normal guy doesn't get paid. They don't give him a job. This is wild stuff. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Trust me, I'm still excited for the season, okay? Trust me on that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, it is a great Blue Devil, right? Shout outs to Grant Hill. Grant Hill owns everything. I'm trying to figure out what Grant Hill does not own. Besides everything. Got a stake in everything. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Before we went to break, we talked about the Major League Baseball season starting in a couple of hours between the Dodgers and the Padres. We got the first game in March Madness already underway. We got Wagner from Staten Island leading Howard 69-66. Uh-oh. I don't know. Howard on a little bit of a comeback here. 1 minute left in the game. Hickey, how the hell is the first game exciting already? How?
That's March, right? The magic happens where, I mean, what? It was 15 points, I feel like, for most of the game for Wagner, and now all of a sudden, here we go, sweating it out.
Yeah, I feel like Wagner just kind of controlled the entire game. Like you said, led by, felt like 50, felt like more than that. It's like, let's walk the dog and take him home. And now here we got Howard going on a run here, only down 3 points. With a minute left in the game, Wagner leads 69-66. We'll keep you up to date on these first four games. In about 35 minutes or so, we're going to have another tip. It's Colorado State is going to take on Virginia. 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from South Carolina. Hey, John, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, good show, good show. Hey, I got to laugh at all this money being thrown around. I mean, it's kind of funny when you think about it. I mean, But anyhow, you look at a right fielder spends like a half hour on the field in the game and he makes $20 million a year and he cries if he has to do a doubleheader. But the Browns, that's my team, and I just got to cry and laugh. They're just throwing all the money to everybody. We haven't won a Super Bowl forever, so at least I'm glad they're trying and doing everything crazy because I don't agree with what they're doing, but I hope it's
Jerry,
somehow worked out.
To Jerry Jeudy?
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, hey, I'm laughing at it all, but I'm crying at the same time, and I just hope it somehow works out in the Browns. Because I don't own them or I'm not really part of them, but I just somehow hope that what they're pulling off can somehow get them at least to a Super Bowl. They've been talked about for the last 3 years getting there, and they haven't done it with whatever they. So, yeah, the money is all crazy for all these sports. That's just, you know, insane. And I just still laugh at that. I'm 70, and I just get a kick out of it all, the money these guys make, and they cry about playing a doubleheader in baseball. But I just hope the Browns are just throwing the money at it, and somehow it'll come out and work out.
Hey, look, I'm not wishing the worst on Jerry Jeudy, not at all. I just find it very odd that you would acquire him. I get it, and now you're going to extend him for three at the money that they gave him. Like
it was odd that they did what they did with Deshaun Watson, but he was 5-1 before the poop hit the fan with his injury.
Yeah,
I'm just hoping that somehow we can finally get there. And I know I'm a fan here now talking, not a realist, because I don't see it really happening. But I'm hoping and praying. And hey, good luck, and I'll listen to after the fact. Thanks, buddy, for taking my call.
Thank you so much, John, for calling from South Carolina. Yeah, I mean, at this rate, the way that the Browns are giving out contracts to disappointments and, you know, guys who got in trouble, a la Deshaun Watson, maybe I can just get a deal. I don't play in the NFL. Maybe the Browns will just give me a deal for existing, because that seems like that's the bar of entry in regards to getting a contract from the Cleveland Browns. Deshaun Watson, we all know about his issues when it comes down to the allegations from the massages and assault, etc. Not found guilty criminally, of course. And then Jerry Jeudy has just been a disappointment. No better way to put it. As Howard gets another basket, Wagner now leads 69-68. 17 seconds left in the game. They're going to get the ball back. Let's see how they handle things on this final possession to try to hold on. Obviously, Howard wants the ball. They want the rock so they can get another shot and crack at it. I don't know what the hell took them so long to wake up, but at least we got a good game. You see, this is the good part about things, Hickey. Like, when you start looking into the stands and you have the fans and the people that travel from D.C. and New York to Ohio to witness the game, like, they're literally biting their nails. They're ready to move on. This is the fun part of the tournament.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And I'll be honest, I rolled my eyes at the first four when it was introduced, what, a decade ago, maybe even longer than that at this point. But yeah, for the most part, we've gotten some good games. And it's like you said, I never would have envisioned being locked into a Wagner-Howard game. Here we are on a Tuesday night. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, the winner of the game, congratulations. They take on North Carolina on Thursday. So, hey, you get a chance to go to the quote-unquote big dance. You get your chance and your opportunity, and you got North Carolina, you know, staring you right in the face. And I also looked outside the window, Hickey. You know, the sun is now gone. The temperature has dropped. I don't know. I think it's about 50 degrees outside. You want to know how many people are now watching the game?
We started with 5. I mean, hopefully now it's a good game. It should be more, but it doesn't sound like it.
Zero.
Zero.
There's nobody watching the game outside.
Part of that's on Howard. I mean, again, up until 5 minutes ago, this was not really a game, so.
Yeah, I mean, Howard is going on a 14-2 run. There's so many restaurants and so on and forth downstairs, you would think that somebody walking out of a restaurant, you know, would be, hey, I need to watch the tournament. There's zero people outside. None.
Wow.
None. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, that is. Jeez.
855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're now down to the foul shot game. Wagner leading 16. Wagner going to hold on to guys from Staten Island, Hickey? What do you say?
I'm going to say yes. I think they do pull it off here. They hit the free throws, get a stop, they move on.
Kids miss free throws, though, when I say kids. These are grown-ass men. They miss free throws. Younger people miss free throws. They're not pros. Watch this guy. I don't know him from a hole in the wall, but he's going to miss one of the free throws.
Free throw shooting in college basketball is the equivalent of college kickers. Can't trust him.
No, you can't. You can't. And I think that's one of the bigger differences is you kind of climb the ranks. You're here on the big stage. And I don't know, maybe this young man knocks down the other free throw. He's smiling. You got Howard. Wagner is yelling to coach, hey, don't foul, don't foul, don't foul. This is the other part about college, the mistakes that get made. Like, you really get into the depths of Oh, what the hell are the here we go. What the hell are the, what are, the guy took a free throw. What are the referees reviewing?
You know what, JR? Maybe it's not Howard and Wagner as to why no one's standing outside. It's because these endings take 3 hours. So people figure, well, it's going to take a while to end anyway. Maybe I'll just get in my car or get home and watch from my couch instead of standing outside in the cold for 45 minutes watching the final 30 seconds of this game.
Here we go. You got to be kidding me. They fouled, from my understanding, from watching this while I'm on the air. Obviously, I got no audio. Okay, now he's back to the free throw. Like, what the hell were they possibly checking? Like, he took one, he fouled him, he took one free throw, and then they went to review.
You
and
know
now
what that was for? I just saw it.
What?
They added 0.2 seconds to the clock. From 14.7 to 14.9.
They need to pull up and hit a three. Come on, Howard, make it interesting. Pull up! Here we go, good chance. Oh, he missed. Okay, kick it back out. Come on. Oh, Hickey. Oh, my God.
Wow, you were a few seconds ahead of me. That was a good ending. Three looks at three.
Yeah. Wagner ends up winning against Howard, 71-68. Students from Howard are disappointed. It took them the end of the game where at one point they went on a 14-2 run. They got close. They got within three. They got three shots. Not bad shots, but they got three shots from downtown to tie this game up. And they miss them all. They miss all three.
You know what I like there, even though it didn't work out? I like that they didn't call a timeout.
Yeah, you got just roll with it.
Don't let the defense get set. Just go.
Was he fouled on the second one, though?
I would say so.
Yeah, they fouled the hell out of him. Referee didn't give a damn.
If there was 10 minutes left in the second half, that's a foul. With 10 seconds left instead of 10 minutes, referee swallowed the whistle.
Hey, what is the ref? He wasn't looking. Oh, man. What a disappointment. Anyway, congratulations to Wagner. They make their way into the field of 64. Wagner in Dayton, Ohio, they knock off Howard 71-68. Withstanding a 14-2 run to make their way into the tournament. Wagner's next stop, North Carolina on Thursday. March Madness is here. It's upon us. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll give you an update on this game. We'll talk some more college football and basketball and there's just a lot going on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Hey, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. Tourney time is here. Mike Mullenny and I are going through every matchup of the Big Dance over on the podcast. We're talking sides, totals, mix in a reckless parlay every now and then. Come on, it's fun. We've got tourney trends, futures plays, who wins the national title, something for every bettor and every sports fan. Region by region, game by game, however you want to digest it, it's there. Download Cash the Ticket today. It's on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.